Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Blessing, Mnisi, the beautiful song. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends, man. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Keep it going, man. Keep it going. Keep it going. You know, keep the light burning, man. Oh, yes. You know, at Johan, at this house, there's a flag. There's a flag. And always when I was thinking about that flag, I thought about representing. It is about representation. Then I looked at his life, I looked at mine, and I said, I need to adjust mine to represent. I must hoist a flag of salvation, a flag of hope, a flag of peace, a flag of love. Look, I'm inspired by one man who's hoisting a flag in his house. When you go, he says, no, you see my gate, there's a flag there. And then me and Audrey, we said, oh, okay, yeah, there it is. He represents. And it seems much of the times, people who represent, they basically make it known to the publics. And I thought about this. And the other time I was thinking about the light of the Father being as leading the children of Yasharal. All these lampposts have been copied from that. They've been copied from that. It was hoisting it from the skies. And you look at our lights. They're in the skies. If you live in the townships, there in Ilanga Township, you'd see the Apollo. We call it Apollo Gas. It's there in the sky. It's about 7 lights that would light the radius of about maybe a kilometer. Represent. Thank you, Johan, for representing. We love you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Tapelo ya mosiami e nonofile go dira tse dikgolo fa e le ya tloafalo. Ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re e dirang mo lefaseng la Aforika Borwa le kontle ga naga.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. OpenView 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
657 AM. Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Muruti Karabomraka, and I'm trying to get hold of Pastor Samuel Kabamba. Muruti Karabomraka is already on the line. Muruti, greetings to you, sir. I trust you are well.
Greetings, my brother. Yes, I'm well by the grace of God. And greetings to the listeners of Radio Pulpit, as well as the guests that will be on. And thank you for welcoming us onto the program tonight. Apollo Lights. Thank you, my father. In Jesus' name, we
Apollo Lights.
Receive.
Yeah.
Apollo Lights.
You remember them? We used to
yes.
say. Yeah. In the Zulu section Duduza, man.
Yes.
The other side of Nala Street. I don't know if that street is still there. The last time I was there was 1980. So they used to call that Apollo Case. Ukesukona, you know. Yeah, Apollo Lights. Ukesukona.
Yeah.
And then when I arrived in Attridgeville, they would say the Apollo. The Apollo, you know. And Bob Mabena was born in 1969. And so they used to call him Apollo, because in 1969, it looked like men claimed to have landed in the moon, even though there's no proof. but men claimed that they landed in the moon, and so we learn of the Apollo 11. So these ones, yeah, because these ones are rocketing up, they used to call them Apollo.
Yeah.
Anyway, we also have Pastor Samuel Kabamba on the line. Muruti, greetings to you, Professori.
Yeah, greetings to you too. Thank you very much for having us again tonight. I greet Muruti Murata. And just say a big thank you to Radio Pulpit. And also greet everyone that shall be with us tonight, all the guests. We all of us share the great moment together.
I trust you're well, sir.
Yes, I am fine. Everything is good. Thank God.
Yeah, I'm happy. Did you have some rain? Yeah.
No, not these days. The rain was almost like yesterday, a bit of rain, but they said it's supposed to rain tomorrow. Let's hope.
You know what happened? I was driving from Kangala, and I could feel my car was shaking, you know. So I thought, hey man, it should be the wheel balancing.
Mm-hmm.
It should be the wheel balancing. And so I was driving, and imagine I left there at night coming to Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
And then I traveled quite well, but I could feel that thing. And yesterday I said, no, let me take the car for wheel balancing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I took it for wheel balancing. That guy balanced the one tire that I knew that this tire has a problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I said to him, but this one has a slow punch. It's like the father would just say, but that one has a slow punch. Let them fix it for you. Mm-hmm. Because there was something I wasn't seeing. And then when they went on to check on the tire, it was actually getting a hole. It was opening.
Wow.
Mm. Imagine that.
Wow.
It was opening. Hey, I couldn't believe it. I'll send you pictures. I couldn't believe it, you know. Anyway, so we are there. We are, you know, grateful for the mercies of the Father to see us through in every situation.
Mm-hmm.
He sees us through, and he sees us quite well, you know. And of course, tonight we're just going to have a great show, man, a great show. I know Dr. Barato is going to grace us. And God's girl, Julia Mamaria Sefako in Cape Town, right in Parliament. She's going to grace us. I really appreciate this. And of course, also, I will see others, you know, as to how they go about, you know. And then we will have just a good time, I trust. It will just be fine. Okay, it's an open show tonight.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla. Here it is. And of course, the purpose of the beatitudes, or what the beatitudes are even all about. Ish. The purpose of the beatitudes, or what the beatitudes are even all about. If there's something that in my life we used to learn as part of a recitation, it is the beatitudes. We used to learn this as part of a recitation. And to a great extent, I think, we basically had failed along the way to really understand what the beatitudes are even all about. This in itself is a call for great concern. What are the beatitudes? What are they all about? What is the purpose of having these characteristics? Are these a feel-good notions? You know, these are feel-good notions. Do they come as such? Blessed are the meek at heart and all that. Do they come as such? Just to, you know, when we speak about beatitudes. And it is important that we look into this. And I've come to realize also, I don't know, but Muruti Muraka will teach me and the professor that beatitudes don't end in that chapter alone. I've seen so many in other chapters, even in the Old Testament. I've seen so many of the beatitudes. And then when I looked at the gospel, I see that it comprises of beatitudes everywhere. It is about the beauty of the Most High and His salvation, the beauty of His kingdom, the beauty of life everlasting, and the beauty of healing, deliverance, and salvation. All these are attitudes of beauty that culminate within us. Then I said I should be wrong to look at it in this way. Maybe I should also be someone that is looked on as a person who is insolent. How could you look at the word in that way? But I am happy that one will get help today when we talk about this. Here's another beatitude. Here's another beatitude that the Father has given us. It's in Isaiah 49 verses 3. It says, "And he said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. You are my servant in whom I will be glorified." You know, Muruti Muraka says, I quote, okay, I study quite a lot of people, and I don't forget quite easily, but this is very recent. He says, "The Elohim has spoken to me, and this I have to make as announcements. Then I put in myself what he was saying. Then I put the word fresh. Then I put the word fresh manna." He didn't say those things. He says, "Now, whatever the Father says, I am going to say as is." Then I put, okay, providence. Providence is a conglomeration of provisions, which means each and every day, the Father now is going to give us something. For the word is bread of life. He didn't say those words. The only quote I made is that he said, and I paraphrase, "I am making an announcement. Everything that the Father says, I will say as is." Now, all these other things I have added because of the revelation that came there. And I said, look at the beatitude. Look at the beatitude. And it's not only ascribed to him, but the beatitude is in the word that proceeds. And this word touches me, and I start to see quite a lot of things with regards to it. And then I say, oh, the Father says, "You are my servant, O Yasharal, in whom I will be glorified." That's a beatitude. Those words of salvation each and every day. I so wish people should always tune in to him. Those words of salvation each and every day coming out. Not from him, not from his theology, but coming out from the Father. And it's painful because sometimes then you even cry tears. Anyway, another beautiful beatitude which I like is when the Father fills us with his presence and everyone sees that we move with him. The children of Yasharal, in Exodus chapter 16, verses 7 to 10, but I want to read 10, says, "Now it came to pass, as Aaron spoke to the congregation of the children of Yasharal, that they looked towards the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Elohim appeared in the cloud. Now, he said, let me go back to Karabo Mraka, I quote. The Father says this today, and says to the nation, I will say what the Father says, I must say. Hi, man. Kaspedi, Okauka, Mureri Are, Okarabang Guiman, Okarabang Gui.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
All right. Here's another beatitude that I see. Let me not use Muruti Mraka because they say he's my friend. Yeah, very excited now. Yeah, okay. Check this one out. Here's a beauty that is allotted to us since we are in this Hamashiach, this body of Christ. Isaiah 53:12. Here's another beauty. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great. The greatness of the Father will come to us. And many people will see great wonders. And you see, this is victory over evil. You don't just become great for nothing. This is victory over evil. It says, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sins of many, and made intercession for transgressors. He won over the evil one. And we are wearing him who won. Victory belongs to us. This is a beauty of note. No one talks about it as a beauty. No one looks at it as a beauty.
Isaiah 63:1, it says something also there. It says, who is this who comes from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This one who is glorious. Ah, there's a beauty. In his appearance, traveling in the greatness of his strength, the power of the Father upon us is a beauty. Wickedness becomes so frightened and they run.
I was listening to Vanessa Mraka the other day on their show, our show on Thursday, and she says someone came on to preach and was preaching a doctrine that is not of the truth. And what is a beatitude there? They did not stand up and just chop him to pieces, because they also love that man's soul. And as they corrected gently. As they did damage control, it was done gently. It's amazing. What would I have said? Yo, maybe I would have kicked him off the pulpit. But look at the beauty of meekness. That's what she said. You can go and check it out. It's on podcast.
Who is this who's arrayed in robes of greatness and glory? It's beautiful. Who emanates from Edom? Who is he? Who is he who speaks in righteousness mighty to save. He is a beauty. Whatever we say, we speak in righteousness, it will save the nation. I don't look down at people who say, the Father has said, I must now talk. I don't look down to that. I never have. Ever since I was a boy, I would even in a train from Germiston to Pretoria, someone would stand up and preach. A blind man would stand up and preach on or sing. In my heart, there would be that voice that says, pay attention, don't despise this. True. True. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. When we come back, let us start to talk about this. I trust you've heard enough from me.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Moruti Muraka, let me start with you. When we talk about this, the beatitudes, I know, blessed are the meek in heart, for they shall see the kingdom of the Father. But beatitudes in practice, and practice. I have a friend, Litterbacher, Professor Litterbacher at the University of South Africa. He says in practice, he says, and practice. I don't know if he's correct in saying that, but he says it. Now, Muruti, what comes to mind about this?
Thank you, my brother. Indeed, we learn by the Spirit. And he is the one actually who is teaching. And he uses everyone and everything that is pliable in his hands. And, you know, I'm listening to you, and I'm really amazed at how God works. I say this because last week, when you gave us the topic, immediately, the Spirit showed me where we were reading then. This concept of the Beatitudes. Immediately. It's almost like without effort. And I said, and I said, wow, I never saw it this way, Lord. And I looked, and you quoted it today. You said it's something that it's not only there in Matthew's. It's almost from the beginning of Scripture to the end. But be that as it may, I'm coming back to this topic today, that when one looks at that beatitudes, the word really that the Messiah used, We say blessed, we say that way, but especially the newer English versions, you will see that they say happy, which they, I would say, they are more closer to what the meaning is in terms of happiness and wellness, happiness. And wellness, being well and well off, and this in itself includes everything. It includes the true wealth, if I may put it that way, because both in the languages that you have been given the scriptures in, the Hebrew, Aramaic, and the Greek, the original words mean the same. That happiness, wellness, in Hebrew, Greek, in Hebrew Aramaic, it would be Asher. You remember the son of Jacob who was called Asher. And in the Greek, they would say Makarios. Now, I'm just throwing those in for the sake of us steering clear of the confusion that has been there, of the blessing which God speaks, and the beatitude, if I may say it that way, they go together, but they are not necessarily the same thing. But in the confusion of our religion, we have interplayed them to the point that the enemy has actually stolen both from us. Now, tonight we are speaking about this part of beatitude, which is the true happiness, true wealth. And we should perish the thought of thinking of it in isolation of the Spirit or from the Spirit. We can never access true beatitude except we come through the Spirit. It is in practice what has already been deposited by the Spirit. So we can't bring out in practice what does not come from the Spirit of God. Therefore, it cannot be a beatitude. Immediately, it is not being driven and springing from the Spirit of God. It cannot be a beatitude. It's a practice of the aged human nature, which is, of course, going to perdition, so it's useless. So the first line which the Messiah speaks in Matthew chapter 5 verse 3, happy or well off are the poor in spirit. That's how our English puts it, or they would say blessed are the poor in spirit. And I think I should say put this not as in putting my theology, but really as in understanding what difficulty it is to take one saying from one language to another, to a point that when people we try to do it, we want to bring it in the other language in a way that the people who are speaking that language will not be jarred, will not find it uncomfortable. But when we do that, we steal away from the real impact of what was being said. I say that because, number one, in this very line, the word A-R-E is not there. Happy the poor. It should have read that way. Happy the poor. And of course, if you are speaking English and you say "happy the poor," it makes you stop and think, "No, man, is this person sane? Why do they say that?" And then it doesn't say "in spirit." They have inserted the "in" because of trying to make it at least sound nice. And you know what? It has stolen from what was supposed. I would rather have said "happy the poor by the Spirit." It's actually now making us sit up and want to know, what do you mean by the Spirit? Because actually that's where the whole thing starts. And when we listen to the Messiah many times, he says things in the most purest of ways, in the most deepest of ways. And then he sent his apostles, and what they did is they broke down, like that time when you are feeding the multitude, he would break the bread and give it into their hands, and they would pass it on in the pieces of fish. So from him, as he breaks it and gives it to the apostles, in other words, what he has said, and I'm coming back to what you said when you opened, that it's not only in this part of the scripture. Actually, this is where you are breaking. And then when we read the prophet, which spoke even before him, but because of him, they come behind him. That's why the prophet John was saying, although he comes after me, he was in front of me. Because he's the one who brings the things of the Spirit very clearly. He breaks them down properly. And then the others, the apostles who have written the New Testament, now they bring these broken parts. And when by the Spirit we start to see that whatever the prophets were saying before, prophets like Moshe and so forth, and whatever the apostles are saying, they are actually saying what Yeshua HaMashiach is saying, but in a much more broken down way. And I'm going to summarize it this way, my brother. Paul, in the book of Romans, brings out this very concept of the Beatitudes. How? Because I will not start with chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, which I would summarize just by saying he now was revealing that we are all seeking, we are all needing salvation. Number 4, he starts to show us how the Father introduced this salvation by faith. Number 5, he shows the two different species, the species of Adam and the species of the Messiah. Number 6, he shows that the Messiah, through his death, has actually won for us. 7, he shows us that when we believe on the Messiah and take him on, we find a contradiction in ourselves, that the part of which is his nature still comes in and wants to cause us to act in a certain way. That's in number 7. Number 8, he now shows, because when he closes number 7, he says, who's going to help me from this contradiction? And he says, the grace of God through Yeshua HaMashiach. That's a revelation that we are able to go forward because of Yeshua HaMashiach. Into chapter 8, which is saying, don't focus on the things of Adam. And they are surrounding you. They are harping on you. They want you to do things that when you go and do and look at a person seeking the mind, you want to approach him through the psychology, the wisdom of the world. You do not start in the Spirit. He's saying, the Spirit. Actually, the things of the Spirit. And let's jump chapter 9, 10, 11. Although they are part of it, but he's focusing on Israel. Let's jump to 12. What happens? When you are from 8, where he is now showing us it is the Spirit, he jumps to 12 and says, by the pleadings of God, I encourage you, my brothers. These bodies which trouble you, cause you to stumble all the time, bring them as a sacrifice, but don't kill them. But bring them as a sacrifice. With your very mind having been refreshed, because the Spirit refreshes your mind. Then you will know the will of the Father. What will you know? The Beatitudes. You will know the happiness, the true wealth. And what does he say? Don't accentuate yourself as higher. Don't think today if God has shown you something, Karabo, you are better than Kabamba. No. He's got something for you. You've got something for him. And that's when chapter 12, which we have called it many names, sometimes the road to this, the road to that. But actually, it's now opening the Beatitudes to say, this is how you ought to act in practice. The Beatitude is about acting in practice from being motivated by the Spirit, having submitted completely to the Spirit properly, so that whatever you are doing, which is contradictory to the human mind, that's where you find the true happiness. That's where you find the true wealth. You actually may look like you are poor, but actually, because you are driven by the Spirit, you will give out the richnesses that come from the Spirit. To whom? To your neighbor all the time. They are about helping the neighbor, loving the neighbor as we love ourselves. Let me stop there, my brother.
Thank you so much, Muruta. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. You know, in many instances, and, you know, we those people who basically say, ish, yeah, ne. you know, the beatitudes are just limited to those, to that chapter of Matthew 5. And I'm happy that the Father did not point me to it first. He pointed me to quite a lot of things. Here's another beatitude, Pastor Sam. And this has to do with hearing. And it's a beatitude that needs to be accentuated today as believers. In Revelation chapter 2, verses 7 says, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of Abba Yahuwah." Now, he who has an ear, having an ear is a beatitude. And here we mean that he who basically hears what the Father says, this is important. He who is sensitive to the Spirit of the Father, it is a beauty of note. He who hears and does the word, James chapter 5 also says that. What's your take, Professor?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. Thank you for this topic. And as you said from the beginning, that this is these are teachings that sometimes when you read them, we don't really pay attention to those, and then we maybe, as you said, I mean, when you're young, we maybe you can just recite it, and then other times we tend to stay away from it or from them, and then we start living our lives as we should. And you mentioned quite a lot of things, like when it comes to beatitude, we're looking at the blessedness, looking at what the master wants us to focus on. And this is speaking mostly about the Christian life, speaking about what Christian life is all about. And then if Jesus Christ had to zero in into those points on that day, it was just to make how Christianity must look like, or how the life in the Spirit must look like. And for us as believers, as you just mentioned, some of the beatitude that we can get somewhere else. But when you come to this understanding of what are these all about, to make you know that based on this, the whole Christian life is revolving around this. When you start, if you have to go back to read them, or not only to read them, but to understand them and apply them, is you start making sense of most of the things that somehow we've actually gone astray. Because today, when you see the way things are done in churches, things are done in our lives, you know, we do not really, there are a lot of pictures that are not really portraying, that are not showing who the Messiah is, and they're not showing what the church is supposed to be. Because when Jesus Christ was speaking to the disciples that he will build his church and the gates of hell will never prevail, and now he spoke well. He says, "I'll build my church." Now, by building his church, that means that church must have his characteristics, just to show who he is. And then when you go back to the Beatitude, when you look in the book of Matthew, when you look at that, whatever that is spoken, whatever that is said, this speaks about him, speaks about the type of person he was, the type of person he is. And then for us, if we have to follow him, if we have to be like him, we need to be in that space of understanding what are the Beatitudes. Very important, because he called them, you know, when the Bible says that the Holy Spirit shall come and shall teach you whatever I taught you. You know, I always ask myself, say, okay, what did Jesus Christ teach? What did he really teach? Then we need to go through the time he sat with the people. The time he sat, because there were times where he would say something, you know, remember, he would say something, and then whatever he'll say, it will be maybe the disciples who will ask questions, and then we'll pull them aside and explain to them. Because whatever he says, it was not maybe making sense to the others, but they had to make sense to the disciples. And here, when you look at this beatitude, it's speaking not only to the disciples, but it's speaking to the crowd. Meaning that it's speaking to the people who have to join him in one way or the other. Here, there's no secret. It's a message that we need to get to understand what does message as, I mean, what does message as everything, I mean, as what we, what can you learn from it? It's very important. And then when you start now going through one by one, you've just mentioned about listening to the word. And when you listen, when you look at the Beatitude, this is the result, or it is what you call, I mean, the blessedness that come after we've done something, like the consequence of doing something. This is, I mean, the result of doing something, or this is the result of observing something. When you observe that, that's what you'll get as a reward. And this reward, I mean, you see in this reward, the reward that, I mean, when you look at the, I mean, on every beatitude, it does not, the blessedness or the happiness that the Bible mentioned is not the same way on every beatitude. It's different. It gives a different meaning. It's not the same meaning from the beginning until the end. It gives different meanings by saying that what I'm saying here, don't just take it in a general way, but take it in a detailed way. That means you get it the way I want it to be. Example, when he's talking about forgiveness, saying the forgiveness has to be something you need to take upon our heart. Because when you take that as something you need to work on, there is a reward. There is something that will come after that. Now, in terms of, I mean, listening, you know, these days I've been talking about the lack of knowledge. What, I mean, lack of knowledge does in our lives. The Bible says my people perish. My people do not have direction. They do not know where they're going based on what? Based on not knowing what is this, what is this really written. And we have to be very careful to understand what it is written and what the Messiah is really saying. When you understand that, it will be difficult for one to come with another message in order to seduce, because in this time, there are a lot of teachings that have been given out there, and the Bible is speaking, I mean, expressly and specifically saying that you will have, people will come with the teachings of demons. They will bring those type of seductive kind of spirit that will come in the church, and will come with a purpose of not doing anything else, if not taking the people that have been listening to the truth to take them astray. But then, it is for us to just go back by the help of the Holy Spirit to go back and understand what did really the Messiah taught, what did he really teach, what did he teach to the people. Then we start now understanding the value, the importance of the few things that, I mean, the, not the few things, but the importance of whatever he taught. Now, from whatever we can mention, as you said, we can take it from the, I mean, the Old Testament, or we can take it from the New Testament. But at the end of the day, is the message that proceeds from the mouth of the Father himself, or is the message proceeds from the mouth of God himself? Is the message that comes so that we may abide to it in order to see the result that comes after it? And then it starts now going, if you have to go through one, from the one that I mentioned in the book of Matthew, if you have to go from one after another, we'll understand that it is so, so very important that one keep the message, or one keep the teaching that the Messiah gave. And those teachings came with a reward, because we know all of us, apart from being saved, we'll have also a time where when you're going to go through judgment, there will be what you call a reward that will be given, based on the way we've lived on earth. And already from the Beatitude, we can understand that what is, I mean, the way you behave, what will be the outcome. If you behave this way, this is what you'll get. And if one can be now careful about them, I believe strongly that we will live a proper and a great Christian life. That's what I can say for now.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Prof. I really appreciate. May the Father do you good and abundantly so. And of course, you can send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, and tell us about, you know, the beatitudes that you see amongst us as believers, or the beatitudes that are there, and how we can effectuate those. Are we as effective as we need to be? Because the beatitudes had to do with, you know, hearts of purity, being peacemakers, you know, and being meek, penitence. It's amongst those things. This is deep spirituality.
It has to do with that. And we see that in our obedience and doing what the Father wants us to do. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say about this matter. We are touching base on this. The issue is beatitudes. What are they even all about? And today, what have we come to make of them?
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, let's talk to Julia Mamaria Sefako in Cape Town in the Parliament. Julia, welcome, my sister and family. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Good evening, Brother Ray. I greet you along with your listeners.
Thank you.
And I thank you so much for tonight's topic on the purpose and the nature of the Beatitude. Bazalwani, let us go through the list that Jesus Christ has provided. Reading from Matthew 3, verse 3 to 12. It says that we are blessed when we are poor in the spirit. It also says that we are blessed when we mourn, when we are meek, even when we hunger and thirst for righteousness, even when we are merciful, pure in heart, when we are peacemakers, when we are persecuted, and also when people insult and persecute us falsely and say all kinds of evil against us because of our Lord Jesus Christ. It says in verse 12 that we should rejoice. We should be glad because great will be our reward in heaven because our Lord Jesus Christ himself was persecuted the same way. Bazalwani, it's unfortunate that today, as believers, we do not think of being persecuted, being meek, being poor in spirit, etc. We don't think of those things as being blessed. Often when we say we are blessed, we're thinking of other things such as materialism, etc. And yet a better way of thinking, a thinking that is aligned to the word of the Lord, is to think exactly in the manner that Jesus has spoken in this chapter. I would like to further extend this list by referring again to Isaiah 61. The word of God says that Jesus Christ has come for people who contain these Beatitudes that are listed in Matthew 5, verse 3 to 12. And this chapter provides the why. Yes, chapter 5 of Matthew does provide the why. I think it's much more clearer here in Isaiah 61, because it says here that the Lord Jesus Christ has basically come to those people who are meek, who are poor in spirit, who are persecuted, etc. And he has the anointing, the power, the know-how to heal them, to liberate them, to proclaim to them the acceptable year of the Lord, to comfort them. Instead of ashes, he gives them beauty. And the list goes on and on. I want to just emphasize verse 7 of Isaiah 61. It says here, and I'm reading, instead of your former shame, you shall have twofold recompense. Instead of dishonor, your reproach, your people shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double of what they forfeited, and everlasting joy will be theirs. And this chapter, as I said earlier, contains a listing of the why of the Beatitudes. So I think it is really an encouragement tonight, this message, Brother Ray, to say that let us revert back to the purpose of these Beatitudes. So the Beatitudes are there to just encourage us to say, even when we go through hardship, let's not think that the Lord has forgotten about us. Let us think we are not blessed. Let us not adapt the ways of the world of thinking of blessings as things that are easy, things that are, you know, worldly focus, material focus, etc. Let us think better than that. Let us renew our minds tonight and think in alignment with what Jesus Christ taught, to say, you are indeed blessed when you are persecuted, when you enjoy hardship for the Lord. Consider it blessed. So even now, let's say you are listening and you are going through some accusation of some sort, and you are accused, but as you look at it, it's because you love your Lord and your Savior. Consider it a blessing. The Lord says that you are blessed, and he says that instead of this trouble, he will give you double honor. So thank you for the encouragement, Brother Ray. I really hope that as the body of Christ, we will look at the blessing of the Lord with a different eye. Let's not seek the blessings that the world is seeking. It says in Matthew 6, if you are looking for the same things that the world is also looking for, it's not really being kingdom-minded. But when we seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, we will seek to display these qualities. So it's also, I think, as we go through this list, it's an opportunity to examine our hearts, just to conduct that assessment, to say, am I poor in spirit? Am I merciful? Am I wearing the shoes of peace? You know, am I, when I endure persecution, especially being persecuted for the Lord, how do I look at it? Do you immediately want to give up in your walk, or do you say, I am blessed? I'm blessed, and the Lord has promised in Isaiah 61 that out of this persecution, I will get the double honor. So thank you for this message, Brother Ray. May the good Lord continue blessing you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Julia Mamaria Sifako. Very soon it will be Doctor Julia Mamaria Sifak. She's 5'2", man. She's 5'2". And thank you so much. Send us your WhatsApps, therefore. 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.